Salam salam and welcome to this week's episode of Beraka Bunna. If you're enjoying the series, don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. For more, make sure to visit us at berakabunna.org. In this session, we'll go over some core irregular verbs in several of their tenses. These verbs are used very often and in many contexts, so they're essential to learn, but can be a handful at first, so bear with me on this one. The verbs we'll go over are mejon, to be, or to become, and menor, to have, also to be present. It would really help to have a table of these verb conjugations for yourself to study and learn in tandem with this audio, since the many conjugations can get confusing. First, let's go through each verb individually. I'll leave more sample sentences and practice for the next episode so as not to overload you now. Let's jump in. In episode 1, we went over the basic present tense conjugation of to be, mehon. Now let's recap those conjugations and add on the past form, as well as the negative present and past. For our present, I am, you are, they are, etc., we have
ene nen, ante neh, anchi nesh, enante nachu, esu no, esua nat, enya nen, enesu nacho.
The negative present for mehon, I am not, you are not, we are not, etc., are as follows.
Ene aidellahum, ante aidellahim, anchi aidellashim, enante aidellachuhum, esu aidellem, esua aidellachim, enya aidellenim, enesu aidellum.
Using these verb conjugations, you could say, for example, ene tamarinin, as tamari aidellahum. I am a student. I am not a teacher. In the past, to be, I was, you were, etc., becomes
ene neberku, ante neberk, anchi nebersh, nante neberachu, esu neber, esua neberach, enya neberin, enesu neberu.
The negative past tense for this verb and the next verb, menor, to have, follow the same simple pattern as past negatives we went over in the last episode. In other words, you simply add the prefix al and the suffix m to the past tense. Neberku, I was, becomes al neberkum, I was not. So we have
ene al neberkum, ante al neberkum, anchi al neberkum, enante al neberachuhum, esu al neberem, እሷ አልነበረችም እኛ አልነበርንም እነሱ አልነበሩም.
So our same sentence in the past could be እኔ ተማሪ ነበርኩ አስተማሪ አልነበርኩም. I was a student. I was not a teacher. The verb to be, mehon, in Amharic can also be conjugated to indicate that which has happened or is in the process of happening. In English, the closest equivalent is the verb to become. For example, hakim honku means I became a doctor, or wedefit habtam tehonale, in the future you will be or become rich. This varying use of the same verb can be a bit confusing for an English speaker, but try to learn the conjugations as they come and it'll start to make more sense as you hear them used in practice. Notice that the conjugations for this verb form are closer to regular verb conjugations. For our present or near future tense, I, he, she, we, will become, we have.
እኔ እሆናለሁ አንተ ትሆናለህ አንቺ ትሆኛለሽ እናንተ ትሆናላችሁ እሱ ይሆናል እሷ ትሆናለች እኛ እንሆናለን እነሱ ይሆናሉ.
In the past, I, you, he, etc. became, the conjugations are
ene honk, ante honk, anchi honsh, enante honachu, esu hone, esua honech, enya honin, enesu honu.
Note that this conjugation can also be used to ask what happened, min hone, or to a specific person, minhonk, minhonch, etc. Remember also that this past tense conjugation can be used for the present and past continuous. Senef eyehonishno would be you female are becoming lazy. Konjo eyehonuno is they are becoming beautiful. The negatives follow the regular conjugation patterns. In the present or near future, I, he, you will not become we have.
Ene alhonim. Ante athonim. Anchi athonim. Nante athonum. Esu aihonim. Esa athonim. Inya anhonim. Nesu aihonum.
Similarly, our basic past can be made negative by adding the usual prefix and suffix.
Ene alhonkum. Ante alhonkim. Anchi alhonshim. Nante alhonachuhum. Esu alhonem. Esua alhonachim. Inya alhonem. Nesu alhonum.
Learning these basic forms of the verb mahon, to be, will help you to start communicating in Amharic. The verb menor is also common and is used to express possession. I have, you had, she doesn't have, he didn't have, etc. In the present tense, notice that the endings are similar to the present tense for mahon, to be.
Ene allen, ante alleh, anchi allesh, nante allachuh, esu allow, esua allat, enya allen, nesu allachow.
The negative present, I don't have, you don't have, they don't have, etc., is.
Ene yellenyim. Ante yellehim. Anchi yelleshim. Nante yellachuhum. Esu yellowum. Esua yellatim. Inya yellenim. Nesu yellachuhum.
In the past tense, I had, you had, we had, etc., you would say.
Ene neberin. Ante neberech. Anchi neberesh. Nante neberachuh. Esu neberaw. Esua neberat. Inya neberen. Nesu neberacho.
And the negative past tense, I did not have, they did not have, we did not have, etc., is.
Ene alneberenyim. Ante alneberehim. Anchi alneberashim. Nante alneberachuhum. Esu alneberawum. Esua alneberatim. Inya alneberenim. Nesu alneberachom.
With these verb conjugations, you could try building your own basic sentences, such as Dimit neberen. Ahun wushaalen. We had a cat, now we have a dog. Or Telantana wuha alneberechum. Zare wuha alachuh. Yesterday, you plural did not have any water. Today, you have water. The verb menor can also be conjugated to mean to be present. First listen to the conjugations, and then we'll use some examples to understand the distinction.
Ene alloh, ante alleh, anchi allesh, nante allachuh, esu alle, esua allech, nya allen, nesu allu.
And in the present negative.
Ene yellohum, ante yellehim. Anchi yellashim. Nante yellachuhum. Esu yellem. Esua yellachim. Inya yellenim. Nesu yellum.
Here, ene alloh is essentially I am here, not just I am. There is a slight but important distinction here between mahon, to be, and this conjugation of menor, which can mean to be, but also to be present or to be alive. You might say, lichnein, I am a child, or achirnein, I am short. But to indicate the existence or presence of something, you would use menor. For example, megeb ale, is there food? Or Lucy ezich alech, is Lucy here? Beit muz yellem, there are no bananas at the house. You'll hear this conjugation most often used as a reply to the question, how are you, in Deitnech or in Deitnish? Alo, እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን. In the past tense, however, the verb menor is conjugated the same as the past tense for mehon, to be, which we covered earlier. In other words, one can say, "Ene hakim nebarku," meaning I was a doctor, or "Ene Amerika nebarku," meaning I was in America. It's also the same for the negative past conjugations. Ante gobes al neberkem means you were not clever, and antebet al neberkem means you were not at the house. So here the context matters significantly. And that's it for today. In the next episode, our season finale and recap, we'll go through lots of examples and practice exercises drawing on what's been covered in previous episodes. So I'd recommend going back over any sections you might have missed so far, and following along with the transcripts, which you can find by visiting us at berekabuna.org. In the meantime, thanks again for joining me, and I look forward to next time.